My history teacher, Mr. Fudstein, says a disaster is an unexpected event with unforeseen, long-term, devastating consequences. You know, like the fall of the Roman Empire, the Black Plague, or the breakup of the Bengals. But there are a bunch of little-known disasters which are frequently overlooked, like the Great Potato Chip Famine of 1989. It was a quiet spring evening in April when tragedy struck. Sam and I were just about to watch Revenge of the Nerds, our favorite cult movie of all time, when, unsuspectingly, we opened a bag of super richy sour cream and garlic potato chips. As fate would have it, a terrible catastrophe was about to unfold. There were crumbs. All crumbs. And who can forget the great fondue fire of Christmas 1990? Misfortune and ruin seized the innocent Darling family just as they were merrily enjoying a holiday fondue, which lit up the season. And, unfortunately, the Christmas centerpiece. And, of course, who wasn't shocked by the devastating disaster which occurred in French class just last week? It seemed like a calm and normal Monday.
Class, veuillez enlever toutes les choses de vos pupitres. On va passer un pop quiz de tous les verbes au passé parfait, irrégulier et idiomatique qui termine en OU.
Oh, no!
Zutele, c'est une grande mauvaise boomer. They say there's supposed to be this calm before a storm. You know, when everything gets really still. Sort of like it is now. And then the air gets really heavy. Hey, just like this air.
Come on, sport. Let's come inside. It's gonna rain.
Okay, Dad. There's only one thing this could mean. The greatest disaster of all time is headed right toward my house.
Larissa, come in here.
What could be worse than famine, fire, or a pop quiz? I'll tell you. Batten down the hatches and hold on to your hat. My parents are going to have another K-I-D kid. And there's nothing I can do to stop it. Is parental. I can't believe Mom and Dad are even thinking about having a baby, and without my input. Okay, they haven't admitted it yet, but here's the disturbing evidence I found that there's a baby on the way. What do you think? Mom's been going through wallpaper samples. Pink wallpaper? My room is already pink, so what's a swatch for? Pink is for newborns. And while we're at it, what's a swatch anyway? Okay, here's the second piece of evidence. One night after dinner, Dad had a sudden burst of inspiration. Then, plain as day, under the pea soup smudge, there it was. Plans for a secret home improvement. And here's the most shocking evidence of all. What do you think she's doing? Sometimes parents can be so inconsiderate. I mean, they already ruined my life once when they brought that brown-nosing twerp Ferg face into this world. Parents just don't know when to quit. Hi, Sam.
Do correspondence schools accept junior high dropouts?
I don't know why.
Here, look at this ad.
Be a refrigerator repairman, learning your spare time, complete with nifty uniform. No degrees necessary. Since when did you get interested in refrigeration?
I've always liked fresh produce.
Sam.
Look. If I take this course, I can unravel the secrets of automatic ice makers. Like how ice cubes multiply so fast. And what do you call that shape they come in? Besides, my science experiments due this week.
What happened? I thought it was going well.
They all died.
Sam's studying the effects of playing Wilson Phillips, the New Kids, and Julio Iglesias on bean sprouts.
I think it was a case of plant suicide.
Maybe it's an undiscovered, bizarre botanical ritual where the young bean sprouts hear secret messages when you play Julio Iglesias backwards, and it just pushes them over the edge.
I thought you hear those messages when you play Julio Iglesias forwards. Besides, it wasn't the music that killed my experiment. It was Ohio.
Ohio is Sam's dog.
We were playing Find the Beastie Treat, and Ohio slammed into the bookcase. The pots broke all over my dad's records.
Ouch.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra's collected early years is totally covered with mulch. I've got to replace dad's collection by Monday for his hot date, or I get 3 consecutive life sentences of solitary confinement in my room.
C'est une grande boumère.
Yeah, and I know I'm going to flunk science if I don't come up with another experiment quick.
Sam, let's see if I've got something in my experiments to be conducted file. Here's one. If you cover fish face with double-strand pimple remover, will he disappear off the face of the earth?
Yeah, but your brother would never cooperate.
You're right. What about this one? If you add fizzies to a jar full of guppies, will they do synchronized water ballet?
Is this a riddle?
Here we go. Are ranch-flavored Tostito chips really an important ingredient for rocket fuel?
Now there's a hypothesis.
My theory was that if you mix one bag of chips for 2 cans of soda and find the secret ingredient, you could launch a man to the moon.
Did it work?
I never found the secret ingredient. But who knows? Even if you can't power a rocket, you might make some pretty tasty snacks.
Sounds interesting. I wonder if this is how Einstein got his start.
Hey, once you figured out how to make rocket fuel, we can send Ferguson and the intruder into orbit.
The intruder?
Sam, I think my parents are planning to have another kid.
No way.
They've been acting really strange lately.
Hey, I think it'd be great to have a little brother or sister. Someone to idolize me. Worship the ground I walk on. Well, at least follow me around once in a while.
Sam, take it from me. Younger brothers and sisters can be a drag. I mean, look at the mutant down the hall. Who knows what could happen next time?
What are you gonna do?
Well, it's gonna mean snooping, plotting, and some serious sucking up to find out exactly what's going on. Now, who do I know who's good at that?
Enter and pay your respects.
Hi, Fishface.
Oh, it's you. I thought it was one of my constituents.
Your what?
You're looking at the new vice president of the Dan Quayle fan club.
You've got to be kidding.
You can call me Mr. Vice President.
Ferguson, I'm surprised at you. You let someone else be the president of your club?
There is no president, only a vice president. We have a rule that no one can have office higher than the person of whom we are a fan.
Vice President Dan Quayle.
Vice President Ferguson, darling. It's a club rule. What do you want, anyway?
Oh, I just wanted to see how you're taking the news.
I'm fine, now. If you'll excuse me, I have a constitution to write.
Okay, see ya.
Hold it. Exactly what news are you talking about?
Oh, you don't have to play cool with me. You're probably just too upset.
What do you mean?
Well, I guess babysitting every afternoon will help develop your leadership skills.
Babysitting?
That's what older brothers do when his parents are having a new B-A-B-Y.
Baby? What? You mean Mom and Dad? Why? How could they do this to me?
Well, you know what Mom always says, when a man and woman care for each other and they fall in love and they want to have a baby.
Ick! Stop! I don't want to know.
Oh, but baby.
You're trying to trick me, aren't you? Well, I don't believe you.
Ferguson, Ferguson, Ferguson. I'm just trying to prepare you for this incredible turning point in your life. A baby will change everything.
It will not. What do you mean?
Well, when the baby comes, it will be fun at first, but it won't be long before the little monster turns on you.
Go on, Ferguson, say hello to the new baby.
Coochie-coochie-coo!
The next thing you know, it'll be wearing your penny loafers and taking money out of your bank account.
That's horrible!
First, it starts to smell bad.
No!
Then it cries all night long.
No!
And soon, Mom and Dad have no time for you.
Beans, Ferguson?
No thanks, Dad.
Oh. How about you, sport?
No thanks, Dad. I'm still working on these.
Oh, Mom, you must be feeling kind of different.
Different?
You know, with all the life beginning and the change inside.
Ferguson, dear, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Gee, Mom, don't you feel a tiny kernel of life taking hold in your... I don't know, wherever that stuff happens.
Ferguson, have you been studying too hard?
No, Mom.
I'm worried about you, dear.
I'm fine. You're probably wondering what's going on here. If you think this is weird, you should have seen Ferguson before dinner. Don't ask me why, but Ferguson thinks if he can keep Mom and Dad apart, he won't have to worry about a new baby. Here's the little crowbar at work. Dad makes a play for Mom, but wait, Ferg blocks and Dad fumbles. And with the fanciest feet in show business, it's the tap dance kid. You've got to admire the kid's stamina, even if it is too late.
Marshall, maybe this is a good time to talk about our plans.
Plans?
What plans?
Well, we were trying to keep it a secret, but we might as well let the cat out of the bag.
Mom, no!
Ferguson, we've given this a lot of thought. We want you guys to be the first to know that the Darling household will be expanding.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Clarissa, what's wrong with your brother?
Maybe he's having an allergic reaction to lima beans.
Molecules in the dietary cola bound with the clonides in the ranch-flavored Tostitos and produce a strong-smelling hydrogen sulfide.
Sam, my room smells like a cross between Wally Butterman's breath and Duncan Dworkin's locker. Look at poor Elvis.
He doesn't mind. He gets the leftovers.
So how's the rocket fuel coming along?
I tried. Cola with caffeine, cola without caffeine, cola with caffeine with NutraSweet, cola without caffeine with NutraSweet, and NutraSweet with caffeine without cola. So far, nothing's worked.
Maybe you should switch to an un-cola.
I thought I'd move away from soda, but that was a total bust.
Really? What did you try?
A bunch of things, and believe me, not one of them made rocket fuel. First, I mixed the chips with green Jell-O and a dash of Cher's new perfume.
And that didn't work?
Well, you could use it as a scented nightlight, but it's not gonna send a man to the moon.
Too bad.
The worst is when I added marshmallows and sprinkled the chips with wash and wipe detergent. That was a total flop.
That must have been interesting.
Yeah, it was real light and fluffy. But this is science. Light and fluffy's not enough.
So I guess it's back to the drawing board.
Yeah, so what's new on the baby front? Are they really gonna have another kid?
The result of Ferguson's interrogation seemed totally conclusive. And every time I see Mom, she's looking at wallpaper or knitting. What am I supposed to think?
You mean she wants a baby or she's having one?
Oh, well, I know she wants one, and I thought she was... Wow. You know, I'm not sure.
Well, if I were you, I'd get to the real story, Clarissa. Clarissa?
In conclusion, I believe that any new project could be a significant drain on your outer resources as well as my own personal inner resources, which will eventually drain your outer resources as well, due to this category.
Ferguson, why are you being so resistant?
I'm a conservative, Mom, and this great country was founded on a firm commitment to the tried and true. I believe it was our great forefather Samuel Adams who said, when the moon is full and bright, only a fool would light a candle.
Hey, what's with you guys, huh? But I think we could all use a little change around here. Besides, change helps you grow.
But we like our little lives the way they are.
You know, we're not just doing this for ourselves. We're doing it for you, too. We want you to participate in the process.
That's disgusting.
Ferguson, this is something we've wanted to do since before you were born.
Because you knew you'd be disappointed with Ferguson?
Because we couldn't afford it before?
Well, I'm sure once the dust is settled, you'll be very happy with our new addition.
New addition?
What are we gonna do?
No, it's really true.
How will I go on?
Kids.
Look, I know change can be difficult, but you're just going to have to stop thinking about yourselves and readjust your attitudes.
Yeah. Huh? Is that absolutely clear, kids?
I guess you don't want to see my chart on family planning, cutting back in the 90s.
You smell it.
It was your idea. You smell it. You're the one that wanted to mix barbecue Tastitos with the cookie stuff on the outside of Spam.
But maybe it's the secret ingredient. Where's your commitment to science? Your burning desire to push mankind's knowledge to the limit.
That's your department. Besides, I'm too busy worrying about the new baby.
So what are your parents gonna name it?
I don't know.
They better pick a good one, since everybody knows you grow up to be just like your name.
Like if you name your kid Duke, he'll turn out to be a cowboy?
Exactly. That's why you don't want to name your kid Nigel, Alistair, Colin, or Hugh.
Because they grow up to be on those British shows on PBS.
That's right. And if your name is Vanna, Bunny, Tappy, or Lisa with two E's and a Z?
You'll find yourself turning letters on Wheel of Fortune and pointing to cars on the new Price is Right. Mom and Dad would never name their kid Lisa.
You never know. They named you Clarissa.
Okay, okay.
If I were you, I'd start a campaign to name it Sam right away.
What if it's a girl?
Well, Samantha sounds good to me.
Cut it out.
Okay, I'll just be heating up the beakers, mashing up the chips, and looking for that secret ingredient.
Okay, I racked my brain all day to find something worse in life than having a new baby brother. I was only able to come up with four things. Number one, I'd rather be tied to a hill of red ants at high noon. Number two, wear high heels to the Children's Museum 4th of July picnic. Number three, write thank you notes for every birthday present I've ever received. And four, eat Tastitos mixed with the cookie stuff on the outside of Spam. No, I take that back.
Hi, I'm collecting signatures for my petition to honor the OCA.
What's the OCA?
Only Children of America. We're endorsed by Vice President Quayle and the Vice President of his fan club.
Who could that be, I wonder?
At OCA, we believe all children should be only children, which is why we relocate new brothers and sisters to places like Greenland, where they can help their adopted families harvest scrod. As an only child, I feel it's beneficial.
Excuse me, but you're not an only child.
I can dream, can I? I was an only child before you were born, so I guess I can't sign that.
Just leave off your last name so no one gets suspicious.
Ferkface, I'm sorry. I don't think the whole thing will work.
You're right. Nothing will work. Our mother's abandoning us by having a baby. The world as we know it is coming to an end!
What's the matter with him?
Brain rot. Ferguson, stop wigging out.
I can't. My golden years have passed. Why do people even have babies anyway?
I don't know. So they'll have someone to support them in their old age.
So the teams are even for Capture the Flag?
I think it's because they have all these motherly and fatherly urges that they have to get out of their system.
You mean that babies really don't want to burp? It's just that moms want to burp them?
Exactly.
Are you sure?
Kind of.
Well, if they're so into burping, why don't parents just go to the store and buy a bunch of burping Betty dolls?
Hey, wait a second.
What?
I think she's having a breakthrough.
See, all we have to do is get rid of Mom and Dad's urges, then they won't want another baby.
How are you gonna do that?
Let me think.
So you can't make rocket fuel from ranch-style Tastito treats without some kind of potassium catalyst. Werner von Florschein proved it in Germany in 1956.
Yeah, but see, it says here the elements von Florschein used were the equivalents for pretzels, schnitzels, and schnapps. That is a whole different angle.
Maybe the answer is in the little black flecks in the Tastito chips. Notice the irregular...
Okay, you guys, I've got the plan all worked out. With some well-aimed behavior modifications, Mom and Dad's plans will crumble in no time. Watch out for low-flying storks.
What's in that bundle?
Here, see for yourself. When the stork flies over the house, aim low.
Palms away.
Hey, I'm a baby.
An instant transformation.
Oh, and you're so mature.
Whoa, it's raining babies.
It's a population explosion.
See, the house can't hold any more babies. All we have to do is act like babies.
What good will that do?
Don't you see? They'll remind Mom and Dad of how disgusting it was when you and I were babies. They'll never want to go through it again.
What a great idea. They'll get over all their weird motherly and fatherly yearnings.
That's right. But if the plan's going to succeed, we have to work together. And we've got to start tonight at dinner.
I guess it's worth it to not have another you running around.
Hey, Spaz, what you missed?
Leave me alone, dink brain.
Wad breath.
Boy, teamwork is a beautiful thing.
Bunion head.
Goiter face.
Slug head.
So, how's your Dan Quayle fan club coming along, Ferguson?
Very well. My membership is up to 2.
Well, I'm pleased to see you're taking such an interest in politics.
Yeah, even if your role model's a little, you know, weak.
You know, Dad, I feel that Dan Quayle serves as an excellent reminder that anyone, no matter what their qualifications, can be elected into civil office. He's a symbol of what makes our country great.
Yeah, well, Ferguson, when I was a kid, we had leaders you could care about, you know, and leaders who could make us think.
That's my spoon!
No, it's my spoon!
Kids! I mean, we're the Kennedys now that we need them, you know. Where's Adlai Stevenson, Martin Luther King? What about Barbara Walters?
And my spoon!
I have first!
Ferguson, give your sister spoon to her.
Of course, Barbara Walters is not a politician. She's a reporter. She knows lots of politicians. See, the point I'm trying to make... Oh! Stop that! What's going on here?
Behavior.
Really? You have?
You better believe I have.
So I guess you're sick of babies.
And you've changed your mind about having another baby?
What?
I guess we won't be needing all that pink wallpaper.
Clarissa, what are you talking about? We're not having another baby.
Hallelujah!
At least I'm not. Are you, dear?
No, not that I know of. And where did you get a crazy idea like that?
Well, there was the wallpaper and the knitting
and... the whole new edition thing?
You thought...
For crying out loud.
The knitting was for a spiderweb project at the Children's Museum.
The new edition is a game room.
A game room?
Well, actually, I'd say it's more like a library and music room, dear.
Now, honey, we talked about this. Where am I going to put the pool table?
What about the piano my sister from Canada is sending us?
The new edition is a game room?
Yeah. What was that?
Oh, no. My room. Oh, what happened?
I did it. I found the secret ingredient. I just mixed 2 parts Tostitos and bean dip with 1/2 cup of extra caffeinated cola and the secret ingredient, Carapente and plasma.
What have you been doing in here?
Oh, you know, Dad, making rocket fuel from chips and dip.
Oh.
Can I interest anybody in an atomic cocktail? I'm really sorry about this.
Don't worry. I've always wanted to live in a barbecue pit. I wonder if I'll ever get that ranch smell out of my bedspread. Hey, Sam, that ribbon's great.
Yeah, Mr. Cudgel gave me first prize in the science fair. He said my discovery of the Tostitos cola reaction ranks right up there with the invention of Velcro.
But what about your dad?
He called me a genius. Dad was so proud he even forgot about the Sinatra records I trashed. But the best was when NASA called to find out my formula.
Who could have thought that important, useful scientific discoveries could be made from junk food?
You know, it's sort of scary that rocket fuel and cola have the same ingredients.
Hey. These cheesies are untouched.
Wow! If this stuff could withstand that kind of blast, imagine what it could do for earthquake protection.
I can see it now. Skyscrapers encased in cheesies. What an idea.
So your folks aren't gonna have another baby and name it Sam, huh?
Sorry, Sam. But here is a priceless souvenir I can watch anytime I start thinking I might want a new baby brother or sister. Check this out.
Gross!
Let's see that again in slow-mo.
Look at him go!
I'm saving this for future blackmail.
Na 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 na. Clarissa Explains It All was taped at Nickelodeon Studios, Universal Studios, in Orlando, Florida.